Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota.
Good afternoon, and we're here today to talk about the state's response and the Metropolitan Airports Commission's response and the broader law enforcement response to the terrorist incident that occurred emanating from the United Kingdom. It's certainly targeted at and aimed at the United States as well. The last 24 hours remind us that there are people in the world who want to do the United States and our allies great harm. These individuals are pathological in their goals. They are systematic in their methods, and they need to be stopped. And we're fortunate that the team that was in place in the United Kingdom, in cooperation with the United States and others, was able to intervene and stop this plot before it could be implemented. This is a very grave reminder to all of us that we are a nation at war. We are fighting individuals and groups that have a long-term and systematic and pathological approach to getting us. And we need to make sure that we continue to be vigilant, that we give law enforcement and Homeland Security and military officials all tools available that are reasonable and legal to stop these individuals and these groups as aggressively as possible. Of course, our state officials and the airport officials have been in contact with their counterparts nationally. That includes the Minnesota Division of Homeland Security Emergency Management. It certainly includes, of course, the federal officials and Secretary Chertoff's team. There's been a series of conference calls between our local officials and state officials and federal officials beginning last evening that has continued throughout the day and morning today. I want to just highlight that there is no known or specific threat to Minnesota. There is no indication that any of the flights or individuals or activities that are of concern were directed at or aimed at Minnesota at this time. And so the people of Minnesota need to know that there was not a specific threat on or mentioned or referenced in the flights to here. It should be known that our airport has about 6 international flights a day. One of those does go from Minneapolis to London or London to Minneapolis. That flight has been delayed for today about 4 hours, but it is expected to arrive here a little before 8 p.m. This evening. We also want to make sure that people realize that the state of Minnesota is prepared and ready for these types of concerns to address them. There's been a lot of planning, a lot of teamwork, a lot of great communication with all the people in this room and their law enforcement and Homeland Security counterparts across Minnesota and across the nation. At this time, airport officials have asked for increased police visibility in and around the airport. That will take a variety of forms. I'll describe it generally, but we will be deploying increased patrols of our state patrol around the airport perimeter. Colonel Danaski and his team have received that request, and we've, of course, have responded in kind to increased patrols by the state patrol. There's also been a great working relationship over the years with the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department. They have been extraordinary in their willingness to help the airport officials with security concerns and patrols and involvement, and they are on the scene and will continue to be on the scene as well. The chief can and will describe what his team is doing in terms of the Metropolitan Airport's police and their beefed up activities and presence. We're fortunate in Minnesota that our Minnesota Department of Public Safety has an earmark of over $500,000 of federal Homeland Security dollars for overtime costs related to law enforcement for just these types of incidents when the alert level goes to orange. So the types of activities that I'm describing, that the chief will be describing, will be covered by those events. To the travelers in Minnesota who are leaving Minnesota or who may be coming to Minnesota, obviously we just want to underscore and highlight what has been all over the news today. Please leave earlier than normal for the airport. Suggested that you arrive there at least 2 hours before the plane leaves for domestic flights, 3 hours for international flights. It should be obvious, we hope by now, that on the carry-ons you cannot bring liquids or gels. We also want to make sure that people are aware that there's a second level of security screen that's being implemented under TSA direction. That, in other words, once you go through the front line of security screen, the TSA is directing a second screen at the gate or near the gate area for carry-on items. At the moment, that is a screen that will take place for all people, all flights, all gates. That's going to present a significant logistical challenge for the airport. There's between 500 and 600 flights per day departing Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. And so to staff that up on a couple of shifts, it's going to involve a significant number of people. We are now and throughout the afternoon working on how that plan will be addressed. The TSA has the lead responsibility for implementing it, but we believe the in the near term that that will be staffed in part by Metropolitan Airports Commission employees, perhaps some employees from the airline, perhaps some law enforcement individuals, but in the end that may involve the National Guard. There's a 3 p.m. conference call today with TSA officials about how that plan is going to be implemented at the airport. If it's going to go forward as I've described it, that will likely involve bringing in additional outside resources to the airport to have that be implemented, and we'll know more later today, probably before the close of the business cycle. But we have offered to the TSA, the Minnesota National Guard, and all of our resources if they need anything. Of course, we are ready, willing, and able to respond and provide those resources if there is a need for them.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website or the iTunes podcast directory for more podcasts from Governor Pawlenty.